sharpening your sporting punt. Thanks to the TAB, welcome to the Winners' Sporting Edge.
Yes, welcome along. You are with Andrew Hughes, part of Winners, RSN 927, our social media as well, as we talk sports betting. And joining us, Trent Langscale from the TAB. How are you, Trent?
Going well, and yourself, Hughesy?
Doing okay, and just underway in the last hour, we've had the Ashes first test. We've had the golf underway this morning, so a couple of live events where there's live betting at TAB as we speak. Just prior to the first ball being bowled, has there been much money overall for the Ashes series for Australia at the odds on or the test itself?
Oh, there's been a fair bit of interest, Hughesy, unlike what we saw in perhaps a couple of the previous Ashes. That has been the case where we have seen a fair bit, and particularly for Australia, around about half the money was on them to win this first test by virtue of their tremendous record at the Gabba as well. But this morning we did have one punter that had $5,000 at $4.50 on the draw, which is not an option we see too often in tests anymore. But Australia, they were firm favourites heading into the first test started, which was around about half an hour ago.
Of course, the Australian Open has been underway since around 7 o'clock, although the clear favourite before round one, Jordan Spieth, is just about to tee off, so people will be riding his round one action. Also, plenty of three balls still to come. Lots of other golf options live at TAB. So the cricket and the golf underway, live betting at TAB as we speak. Let's talk some A-League and plenty of games to come this weekend, and Melbourne victory on the board finally.
They were finally, after a long wait, six rounds there, Cutie, and they were able to get the victory against Perth last week there at NIB Stadium, a venue where they have struggled in the past. It was 2-0 for the Melbourne victory, and they go up against Newcastle tonight at McDonald Jones Home Stadium. And we've got Newcastle $2.55, the draw at $3.50, and Melbourne victory at $2.55. So Newcastle, they had their first loss of the season last week against Sydney FC, and prior to that, they had had four wins and two draws. And as mentioned, Melbourne victory, that was their first win of the season after four draws and two losses. So both of the sides evenly matched according to the betting. And Melbourne victory, they have a good recent record against Newcastle, unbeaten in their last five against the Jets. Three of them wins and a couple of draws there. So we'll see the victory in action. A short turnaround, though, Cutie, the fact that they played Sunday night over in Perth and they have to go to Newcastle tonight. But there you go, $2.55. along with Newcastle, and the draw there, $3.50. So the other matches for round eight of the A-League, so tomorrow night at Amy Park, Melbourne City are up against Perth. You've got Melbourne City $1.65, the draw at $4, and Perth at $4.50. Last season they met four times, and that included the elimination final, and Perth were victorious in three of those four matches, and the other one was a 3-3 draw at Amy Park. So Melbourne City, for whatever reason, they did struggle against the Glory last year, Cutie, but they are dominant favourites, even though they haven't had a win in their last three matches. But Perth just haven't gone well away from NIB Stadium this season. They've been away on four occasions and only have the one draw to go with that with the three losses. So Melbourne City expected to bounce back tomorrow night at Amy Park. Then to Saturday, the two matches, Wellington against Central Coast. So this one at 5:30 at Westpac Stadium. You've got Wellington at $2, the draw at $3.60, and Central Coast at $3.40. The three matches they met last season, Wellington was victorious in all of those, even though one of the games was at GIO Stadium in Canberra, another one was at FMG Stadium in Hamilton, and also at Westpac Stadium. So not like when we usually see just the same teams play at the same venue where they have their home base. There were three different venues which hosted the matches last year, but Wellington, they won all three against Central Coast, and they're $2 to do so again on Saturday night against the Mariners. The other match on Saturday night, a 7:50 start at Allianz Stadium with Sydney FC, the winners this week of the FFA Cup. They're up against Brisbane. Sydney FC, $1.55, the draw at $4, and Brisbane, $5.50. And these sides, in their last seven meetings, it's pretty close here, Cutie. They've each won twice, so but Sydney FC, they have won three of their last four matches, and doesn't include the FFA Cup win on Tuesday night against Adelaide United. And at least Brisbane got on the board with a win last week, because prior to that, they'd only had the three draws and the three losses in the first six rounds of the A-League season. And then to finish off round eight, so Sunday night, 7 o'clock at Cooper Stadium, Adelaide United against Western Sydney. Adelaide United, the slightest of favourites at $2.50. Western Sydney at $2.60. The draw there, $3.40. Adelaide United, They had the win last Thursday night against Central Coast. That was their first in five attempts, because before that they'd had the one draw and then three losses. And Western Sydney, well, they're unbeaten in their last six A-League matches, QT, but only one of them has been a win. So they'll be looking to get maximum points instead of sharing the spoils in the City of Churches on Sunday night.
Trent Langscull on the line from the Tab. You're with Andrew Hughes. This is RSN 927 with our commitment to the Tab and sports betting, another of our ways of providing you with plenty of information regarding games and sports to bet on a Tab. And the info this week is to remind you there is a Saturday morning EPL game. The EPL this season are playing a few Friday night English time, Saturday morning time in Australia. So don't be caught unawares if you like betting on the EPL. 7 o'clock Saturday morning a game, Trent.
That's right, QT. West Ham up against Leicester City. So the start of round 13, and West Ham at $2.60, the draw $3.25, and then Leicester City at $2.60. Both the sides struggling so far this season. And then we get to the bigger teams later on during the weekend. So 2 o'clock on our Sunday morning, you've got Manchester United at home to Brighton and Hove Albion, with Manchester United $1.17. The draw at $6.50, and Brighton and Hove Albion at $15. Manchester United had the loss this morning against FC Basel in the UEFA Champions League, and in the EPL they've alternated losses and wins in their last four. Brighton and Hove Albion, well, they've been alternating draws and wins in their last five, and no real head-to-head meetings that we can go off there, because they haven't met in the top flight since the 1982-1983 season there, QT. So we won't look at recent history there, because there hasn't been any. Tottenham against West Brom, that's also 2 o'clock on our Sunday morning. Tottenham $1.22, the draw at $5.50, and West Brom at $12. We've got Tottenham undefeated in their last five EPL fixtures against West Brom. Two of those wins, though, and three of them draws. So Tottenham at least haven't had to taste defeat against West Brom lately. The big one of round 13 is 4:30 on our Sunday morning at Anfield, with Liverpool against Chelsea. Liverpool $2.05, the draw at $3.40, and Chelsea also $3.40. Both sides going pretty well of late in the EPL. Liverpool, they've won three straight, and Chelsea have won four on the trot. But for whatever reason in the EPL, Liverpool have had the decent record against Chelsea in their last five meetings. They've had two wins and three draws. So Chelsea looking to reverse those fortunes there against the Reds. And then early Monday morning for us, QT, at 1 o'clock we've got Burnley against Arsenal. Burnley $6, the draw at $4.25, and Arsenal $1.50. Burnley have only had one loss in six games at home this season, whereas Arsenal, they've been away from Emirates Stadium on six occasions and have just the one win. So Burnley could be nuisance value there. And then at 3 o'clock, Huddersfield Town against Manchester City. Huddersfield Town at $13, the draw at $6.50, and Manchester City at $1.17. Huddersfield Town, they were able to beat Manchester United about a month ago at home, but a really difficult assignment against Manchester City, who've won 10 in a row in the EPL, QT, and they're unbeaten in 12 rounds. 11 wins and one draw. Clearly the class side, and that's why Manchester City are $1.12 to win the title, even though we're basically a third of the way through the season.
I know the Tab have got the Optus feed into a lot of the late-night tabs, but just again for punters' info, we can tell you there's no early game on Saturday night, and the SBS game, if you're staying up and having a bet at Tab and watching the soccer that way, it's the Manchester United game against Brighton. We'll take a short break, come back with more. This is the Sporting Edge, with thanks to the Tab on RSN 927 and our social media as well.
Sharpening your sporting punt. Thanks to the Tab, this is the Winner's Sporting Edge.
Certainly is. You with Andrew Hughes, Trent Langscull from the Tab, reminding you live betting on cricket and Australian Open golf as we speak. We're talking about those, some of the other betting options at Tab. There are so many sports. Friday, we have usually one NFL game, but because of the Thanksgiving holiday there, tomorrow is a bumper feast of, well, pretty much all American sport. But let's start with the NFL, Trent.
That's right. So we have the three games tomorrow, QT, starting at 4:30 in the morning. It will be shown on 7, mate. The Detroit Lions, $2.30, at home to the Minnesota Vikings, who are the current leaders of the NFC North Division, at $1.62. And the line for the game is 2.5 points. The Lions there around the mark in regards to playoff at the moment, but the Vikings, as the leaders of the NFC North, they've got a pretty good spot, and they were terrific at home last week against the Los Angeles Rams. Eventually getting used to saying that, along with the Los Angeles Chargers. And speaking of the Chargers, they'll be playing 8:30 tomorrow morning away to the Dallas Cowboys, who are really struggling at the moment without Ezekiel Elliott. And the Cowboys are $2.15 outsiders. The LA Chargers, $1.70. The line for that game is 2.5 points. And then at 12:30 tomorrow, so this will be the Thursday night game, the Washington Redskins, $1.28, at home to the New York Giants at $3.70. The line is 7.5. The Redskins, they looked home and hose last week away to the New Orleans Saints and found a way to lose that one. And the New York Giants, it hasn't been the best season, cutie, but at least they had a victory at home to the Kansas City Chiefs last week. But they're the three games tomorrow, 4:30 in the morning, Detroit against Minnesota, 8:30, Dallas up against the LA Chargers, and then at 12:30 in the afternoon, Washington up against the New York Giants. And just scrolling down to the other matches of note for Week 12, cutie. So 5 o'clock on our Monday morning, the game that will be shown on 7, mate, the Kansas City Chiefs, who, after a terrific start of really just fallen away in the last 4 to 6 weeks. They're $1.20 at home to the Buffalo Bills at $4.60. And Buffalo have, well, they've decided to go back to Tyrod Taylor as the quarterback, which was the right decision. They benched him last week after a subpar game against the New Orleans Saints. And then the replacement decided to throw 5 interceptions in the first half. So Kansas City $1.20, Buffalo $4.60. Don't know if it'll help their chances, but Kansas City raring to go after a bad loss last week away to the New York Giants. The game that will be shown just after 8 o'clock on our Monday morning, the Los Angeles Rams looking to bounce back. They're $1.68 at home to the New Orleans Saints, aiming to extend their winning run there at $2.20. The line there is 2.5, so a couple of absolute beauties on our Monday morning, QZ. And then the Sunday night game, which will be Monday morning for us. Well, at the start of the season, this looked like being an absolute beauty. The Pittsburgh Steelers at home to the Green Bay Packers, but without Aaron Rodgers, the odds are completely lopsided. You've got Pittsburgh $1.08 and Green Bay $8, and the line there is 13.5. So they're the feature games for Week 12 of the NFL, and a bumper edition tomorrow morning, courtesy of Thanksgiving in the States.
Yeah, I like the fact there are more games across more days. Look, one thing I love is doing multi-bets at Tab, but I must admit, if I do a 3 or 4 leg multi, I really like to have one sport on one night, the next sport a few hours later, the next sport the other day coming up, because I just like to see how my bet is progressing, if I want to cash out or maybe put a saver on. But when there are 10 games all happening at once, from a punning point of view, it's challenging sometimes if you're taking multis. All right, NBA, today on this Thursday, we've still got games to get underway, is that right?
We do, and I should just quickly mention that the Boston Celtics, they're about to play away to the Miami Heat, and the Celtics are going for their 17th straight win. And even though they are in South Florida, they are $1.73 favourites, the Miami Heat at $2.10. So that game shouldn't be too far away. And then we'll just concentrate on the two games that will be shown on ESPN. So in around about half an hour, the Oklahoma City Thunder against the Golden State Warriors. There's still a lot of feeling with Russell Westbrook up against Kevin Durant, who of course left the Thunder to go to the Warriors and was a champion last year, but there's still a bit of bad blood there. Oklahoma City at home, $2.80. Golden State, $1.44. The line is 5.5. There's still also a little bit of a worry that Durant might actually not be fit due to an ankle injury, but we'll see what happens. And then 2:30 this afternoon, the Sacramento Kings and the LA Lakers. They are $1.90 each of two there, cutie. So there's nothing separating them there, although Sacramento have been really poor this season, but at least they're at home. The Lakers, they came from behind yesterday to beat the Chicago Bulls. It wasn't quite the days of Magic Johnson up against Michael Jordan, but the Lakers at least got the win there against the Bulls, who are just awful at so far this season.
Sporting Edge with Andrew Hughes, Trent Langscale from the Tab on RSN 927. Rugby League World Cup now down to 4 semi-finals. It's gone according to plan for Australia, but from a punting point of view, I think they've actually only covered the line twice in all their matches, but they don't need to win by more than one. They just have to win. But they're expected to win by a lot in the first game on Friday.
They are, cutie, and they were expected to have a different opponent this time last week, but New Zealand ended up losing to Fiji. So all of a sudden, Suncorp Stadium tomorrow night, you've got Australia $1.04 and Fiji $11. The line for the game is 24.5 points. In the margin betting at the end of normal time, you've got the Kangaroos by 13 plus, $1.25, by 1 to 12 at $4.25, and then, well, Fiji 1 to 12 at $12. A huge ball over by 13 plus at 34. Draw at the end of normal time, $67. And just scrolling down just some of the players here for the Aussies to score the first try. You've got Valentine Holmes at $7. Billy Slater and Dane Gagai at $8. Will Chambers and Josh Dugan at $10 there. So expected to be a domination of for Australia against Fiji tomorrow night at Suncorp Stadium. And then Saturday, just after 4 o'clock at Mount Smart Stadium, so where the Warriors usually play in the NRL, you've got Tonga, $2.45 against England at $1.55. The line there is 4.5. Margin betting at the end of normal time, you've got England by 1 to 12 at $2.90, by 13 plus at $3.20. Tonga by 1 to 12 at $3.50, and by 13 or more at $6, and draw at the end of normal time at $21. So the semi-finals look a little bit different compared to what we thought at the start of the Rugby League World Cup there, Cutie, with Australia up against Fiji and Tonga against England. And in regards to the World Cup itself, obviously the winner market, Australia have been dominant throughout, and that remains the case. The Kangaroos are $1.16. You've got England at $8.50, and then Tonga and Fiji at $11 and $23, respectively. Should just mention before we finish up, Cutie, that we have the final round of the Supercars. Now, this will be at Newcastle. For the last few years, it's been at Homebush, but they've decided to move that street circuit across to Newcastle. So it'll be a big weekend for them. And, well, there's primarily two drivers who are fighting for the title. You've got Jamie Whincup, who is currently on 2,850 points. He is the $1.60 favourite, and Scott McLaughlin, who is on 2,820 points at $2.40. So there's only 30 points between Jamie Whincup and Scott McLaughlin in the supercar standings. So Whincup, $1.60, and McLaughlin, $2.40. And there is the betting available for the first race of the Newcastle 500 on Saturday, where Jamie Whincup is the $3.25 favourite, Scott McLaughlin at $3.50, Shane Van Gisbergen at $5.50, and then Chas Mostert at $6. So it's been a fascinating season in the supercars. At different times, Jamie Whincup has struggled. The Dick Johnson team of Penske, with Scott McLaughlin, they've looked like they've been going beautifully along with Fabian Coulthard, but we get to the end of the season and we've got Whincup up against McLaughlin in the fight for the supercars crown.
Terrific. Plenty of options there. Plenty of sports, live betting as we speak on many sports, including cricket and golf. Trent Langsdale, thank you for joining us.
No worries. Thank you, Cutie.
More information on the TAB website, and stay tuned, of course, to RSN 927 as we talk sports betting aplenty.